The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day. With your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano. With news guy Al Gattulo. And traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
The summer wind came blowing in from across the sea. It lingered there to touch your hair and walk with me. All summer long we sang a song, and then we strolled that golden sand. Two sweethearts and the summer wind.
Dance with me, baby. Mr. Sinatra.
Like painted kites, those days and nights, they went flying by. The world was new beneath a blue umbrella sky. Then softer than a piper man, one day it called to you. I lost you to the summer wind.
That might be it right there. It's between that song and Got You Under My Skin. Well, your favorite Frank Sinatra tune. And no matter what age you are, this is priceless and this is timeless. Frank Sinatra right there with lyrics by Johnny Mercer. It was an original song, a German song originally, and Johnny Mercer took it and put lyrics to it, and it became the Frank Sinatra classic. Just one of the great vocal performances of all time. Hey, Joe on the radio, good morning. So great to have you with us. It is 7 minutes after 8 o'clock. Judge Napolitano is going to join us. I can't wait to get into it with the judge because I'm worried about what's happening with General Flynn and how, and stay with me for 2 seconds, please, how they can get away with what they got away with on the Mueller probe. And objectively speaking, I got into a touch on it with Rick Klein, who's really great. You know, Rick is great, and he's from ABC News. And you know me, I try to be objective and certainly with no hate or animus toward anybody. But I got to tell you, how do you do the Mueller probe? What if Donald Trump, what if it wasn't Donald Trump? They would have buried and impeached the president and anybody other than Donald Trump. And this is not a pro-Donald Trump speech. We just stop with that. The fact that Donald Trump is the fighter that he is, I mean, it's scary when you think about it. Am I right? You know, they go after General Flynn. They unmask General Flynn. And to me, I'm going, it probably happens in all administrations like that. But then when you leak to the press, now you got a federal crime. When they leak the unmasking to the Washington Post, just happened to have it. You can't tell me that the mainstream media isn't in cahoots with the Democratic Party, really. And then they leaked it to the New York Times. And that's a classic Comey move. But what if it was Joe Biden and he's running for president? So, and the point is they're eavesdropping on General Flynn. They're unmasking General Flynn. They go after this man to destroy his life and his career. Well, he lied. You know, if you got the United States government coming to you, whether it's the IRS or the Department of Justice, and they say to you, look, we know that you colluded in this, and you're going to say, I had nothing to do with it. And they come in for a casual chat. And then you say one thing and you say, well, I think it was way back. It was in September this happened. And then they go back and they say, that wasn't September. That was October. Well, yeah, it might have been October. You lied to us. And you go, No, I didn't lie. I'm just trying to be honest. I was like, and you lied to us. But I didn't have a lawyer. You said you just wanted to. Nope. That's how they got General Flynn, man. And I'm going like, gee whiz. Then cut to Roger Stone. Oh, Joe, Roger Stone. Excuse me. I don't care if it's you, me, Donald Trump, President Obama, Roger Stone. Man, they could get you if they want to get you. And they went after Roger Stone in a pre-dawn raid. A pre-dawn raid. Just and he didn't even do anything wrong and you're presumed guilty immediately. It's scary. What's happening, man? And if it wasn't Donald Trump fighting like he's fighting, he would have been impeached. You know, now it's all turned around. That's why when Donald Trump now going, starting with this Obamagate, you know what? I have to tell you this. I don't like when they snipe back and forth. I think it just hurts the country. That is the communist playbook. It's exactly what happened with this Wuhan virus. They allowed it to be released around the world, and they want us to destroy from within. And that's exactly what's happening. But the problem that what the communists don't understand, we are not going to get destroyed. It's going to make us stronger. And now President Trump has all the right in the world to call it Obamagate and to go after President Obama. Well, you know the old expression, what goes around comes around. I'm telling you, you're gonna do that with to the president. What, just, and they should know by now. Just if you're gonna go after President Trump, I think he's Italian. He doesn't forget anything. Am I right or wrong? The president, right? Trumpino, man, this guy. Listen, because I'm watching him, and it was the correspondence dinner a couple years ago before the election. I told you this before, and I've talked to the experts, and they agree with it. And then President Obama was doing a speech at the correspondence dinner in Washington, and President Trump, Citizen Trump was there with Melania. And they're there. And so President Obama goes on this tirade against President Trump, doing these jokes. And I'm watching the president. I'm watching this, and I'm watching Donald Trump, and I'm watching him, and he's not moving. And I'm going, he is ticked off. I can just see because I'm an Italian. I think that's why I think Donald Trump has some Italian in him. He got so mad right there. At that moment, at that correspondence dinner in Washington, D.C., he looked at President Obama and goes, I'm taking this guy down. I swear to goodness gracious. So rather than mess with President Trump, work with him. Do the infrastructure. Come on. Let's go. This is our chance to decouple from China and to become America first. Come on. Oh, they can't help themselves. Then they bring this guy, Bright, the vaccine guy that goes up against from the NIH, wherever the heck he was from, for crying out loud. He gets up there and he starts going up against the president, and they're starting with the virus going at, oh, please. You know what? You're never going to take him down. Why don't you just work with President Trump? That's what I would humbly suggest. But the fact is, and what's scary is that if they go after President Trump the way they've gone after him, they're going to go after you and me. And all the innocent people from that Mueller probe that we've had on the show. So Judge Knapp will break it down, how our civil liberties are being abused there in the political arena and also on this lockdown. If you're watching Fox and Friends, and please keep us right where you are. I know there's some great morning shows out there. Mornings with Maria on Fox Business, who we absolutely adore. And Fox and Friends, just a great, friendly, upbeat show. We love Fox and Friends. And they're talking to a gym owner. Pete Hegseth is down there talking to a gym owner who's violating President Murphy. Listen, he may make a run. Governor Murphy's, lockdown order. And the gym's going open. And I'm going, oh, man, I really love that this guy has the chutzpah to do that. And notice my chutzpah, the H on that, Frank. You noticed that. I got the credit.
Well done, well done.
There. Thank you. Well, I have in front of me, I want to talk about the gym in a second. I'm kind of redesigning my house because I am Mr. Joseph, Al, Mr. Joseph's interior design. Thank you.
Hi, Mr. Joseph.
Hi, Mr. Joseph, you know.
It's like an episode of Mr. Rogers almost, but, in a different way. How are your corners? Are your corners
straight? Everything. I can make my pictures straight, you know?
Excellent.
And so I held
it. How do you do that? A level? Hammer? Nail?
No.
How's that work?
No, I can do it. I'm telling you, Al.
By eye?
I got this thing, yes.
Really?
Yes.
Come on, tell me more.
I could look at a wall and I put it up, and sometimes I'm a little off, but I could just take a look at
how little
and
are
balance
you off?
It out.
That's the question. How little are you off? That's the question.
So I have something in my hand that I've got. It's the most beautiful piece of. I have to. It's like an award that I got from Chabad of Hunterdon County, and that my buddy with Rabbi Eli Kornfeld, and he gave me beautiful, like it's three rabbis dancing. It's and you could hold wine bottles in it. I'll have to post it. It is so beautiful, and that's why I use the word chutzpah. But I had this in another room. And now I'm going to put it in my office because it is such a beautiful piece of artwork.
Very
nice. Thank the rabbi for that. But talking about chutzpah, Frank, this gym owner, I'm loving this. This guy is opening and he's going it now. But the police are by. Do you think that Governor Murphy will have the police take him down?
Well, I don't know. I have no idea. Honestly.
I think he will.
I think it's going to be.
You think so, Al?
Frank. You're seeing movements like this pop up all over the country now, especially in states like New York and New Jersey that are still mostly closed off. I think you're only going to see more of this. I think this is only going to embolden more people unless there is, in 2 weeks, a whole second wave of new illnesses.
Right. And Murphy's talking about easing up restrictions again sometime this week. He'll make an announcement of what restrictions are going to be eased. I do think that gyms and salons and stuff are going to be the last things to open. But I think it's one of those things where you have to start telling people what's going on, that if the numbers are on a downward trend, here's where we're projecting where things can open. You can always hedge your bet and say, look, we're expecting it to happen here, but if numbers go up, we're going to have to pull back a little bit. But don't not tell anybody anything. The other problem is a lot of media outlets in New Jersey have been asking for freedom, asking for records from the state or towns using the Freedom of Information Act, and they're being denied due to the pandemic. Now, apparently, this was something that was signed into law in 2005 that allows New Jersey to restrict access to public records. And to me, that's, hey, if you're talking about, as Murphy has done all along, about being transparent, 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 well, where's the transparency here? If, let's say, the Star Ledger or somebody wants information on how you're handling the pandemic, don't give me this nonsense. Oh, we have an emergency going on. All right, tell us that you're going to give us the information. That's what the people want right now.
Al, right on the money, Albert. You're right, because, we have the 816 with Joe and Frank and Al, and Susie's coming up for Debbie on Not Try, and Judge Knapp is going to join. We're going to ask Judge Knapp on, what about our civil liberties? What about our Bill of Rights, the Bill of Rights and the constitutional rights, rather, that we have? Because, so we have a gym in Flemington, New Jersey. My business partner, Stacy, just a very smart gal. Believe me, she's the brains in the outfit. So we have this great gym in Flemington. We stay closed, man. We stay closed. So we took the time to fix it up a little bit, take care of it. Then in the midst of it, while we can, and Stacy in her business prowess, I have to give her credit, it's not me, but we acquired another gym in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, which is great. Another Retro Fitness. Very excited about this, by the way. And this is so, because when it's down, by the way, that's what I'm telling you to do. With the downtime, and I tell you sometimes to call some of the sponsors that are on this show, now's the time to do it. I bought some stocks, too, while it was rock bottom, dirt cheap. I did that. But we got the gym. The point is, we paid a lot of money to redo these gyms, to get them ready to reopen. And Stacy now said to me, and she's a hard-nosed business gal. She knows her stuff inside out. And she says, you know what? It's time we go, because I spent a lot of money. I need to make this money.
So are you guys going to do the same thing? Are you going to reopen?
You know what? In my heart, I know. I'm watching Pete Hegseth on Fox Events. I'm watching this guy. What's his name? Ian's giving the plug.
Ian Smith.
In Belmore, New Jersey, and I so appreciate it. See, I wouldn't go up against the governor like that. You know why? Because people are dying, and I worry about that. Well, and I just I follow the rules. But I would plead with the state house and the assembly and the senate and the state of New Jersey. It's time to get out there, because now, if you're a politician or if you're a government employee, you're getting paid. And if you're a newscaster, you're getting paid. And it's easy to say, no, lockdown, stay locked down. But you're getting paid. You have no right to say, tell us what to do. It is time to get out there. And it's time to do a slow
roll. We are getting paid 8% less than what we used to get paid.
Well, I didn't want to say anything, Frank, but now that you bring it up, yes, we got cut. They cut back. Hold on, Albert. We got cut, and I lost half. I got my salary virtually cut in half. Why? Because of the personal appearances. That is a big part of my personal business. They postponed everything. And thank God they postponed it to the fall and we're going out. But now I don't have that income. And we're out here pushing and pushing. The politicians, I can't tell you how much that bothers me. That you could go and do a press conference. You know why? You got your bills paid. You know what? You got your pension and welfare. You're putting money into your – we're putting money into your pension and welfare. They're not saying to us, hey, no state taxes. Hey, no, we're going to forgive property tax this month. Nobody's saying anything like that. So I applaud this gym owner. And by the way, Frank, to your point, I wish I had half the courage to do exactly what this guy is doing.
Real quick, because I know we have to break. I think there is a way to reopen the gyms, but it has to be done responsibly. You know, you have all these hand sanitizers and products and stuff in these gyms.
I know
you do, but what I'm saying is it has to be incumbent upon each person at the gym. You need to do your own policing and make sure you wipe down the machines and don't, you know, do certain things. You're going to have to space things apart. And it's going to rely on the employees of the gym to make sure that people are doing those things instead of just walking around and really, you know, not paying attention. I think if those things are done, I think you can safely reopen the gyms. There's no reason why you can't.
Just to your point, and we got a break. I know we got a break. But when they say, that it's got to be 6 feet apart, you know, moving the gym equipment and setting up and getting less people in the gym, do you know what you're asking? That's a lot to ask. And if you're a politician getting paid, please consider that fact. Respectfully submitted. You're getting paid. Your pension and welfare paid. You have someone to drive you wherever you have to go. We don't have those luxuries. So please consider the regular people that need to get back to work. Hey, Susie Cerrone's on the roads for you traffic-wise. Judge Napolitano standing by. We got it all for you right here on AM 970 The Answer. Thank you, Susie.
My pleasure, Joe. Good morning. Wow. Is it really busy in the five boroughs? Let's start in the Bronx. There's stall on the Bronx River Parkway northbound at Gun Hill Road. Right lane out on the Bronx River northbound. And a crash in Queens on the Van Wyck northbound near Hillside Avenue. Right lane out on the Van Wyck northbound. Delays in Queens on the LIE West. A little sluggish from the Grand Central to Woodhaven Boulevard. A truck accident in Queens. A full closure of Metropolitan Avenue eastbound near Hillside Avenue. 5 minutes at the George Lincoln in Holland. Don't forget, alternate side is back in effect. It's a crash on the Parkway southbound at exit 150 in Bloomfield. Good to go on the New York State Thruway and delays in Connecticut road work with single laning on the Merritt southbound 44 to 42. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
You've all probably heard of asbestos, and you know that it's dangerous. You may also know exposure to asbestos is the only known cause of mesothelioma, a deadly cancer. People who were exposed to asbestos decades ago are being diagnosed to this day with mesothelioma. That's because it can take as many as 30 or even 50 years to develop. But did you also know there is money to pay victims of asbestos exposure from years ago? An estimated $30 billion is available to help compensate victims and their families. So if you or a member of your family have been diagnosed with mesothelioma, you may be able to receive some of this money without ever going to court or ever filing a lawsuit. Get a free legal review today. Call Sokolov Law at 1-800-972-9200. That's Sokolov Law at 1-800-972-9200.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was finishing undergrad and got credit cards because I couldn't work full-time. So that started the credit card journey for me.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
And then when I got married, we combined our credit card debt and it became impossible to pay off on our own. At that point, I was like, I don't know where to turn. And then I found Trinity.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relief. I mean, in a matter of 3 years, we've already paid down $20,000 in credit card debt, which is huge.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Joe on the radio telling me about Boomer Naturals, boomernaturals.com. You can see on Twitter at Jersey Joe Piscopo. I put a picture of me and the girls in our Boomer Natural masks and then Flaming Red. Yes, Flaming Red. She's a Twitter follower. Great gal. We met her at Trinitas. And what a great gal. She got the Boomer Naturals, too. I'm holding the Boomer Naturals. It's nice. It's meticulously wrapped. This is the best mask because, and I call it face covering. You don't want to say mask. It's more face covering. You know why? You could breathe. You can talk. But what's beautiful about this is that it's made with this nano silver technology. So it can reduce particles. By the way, 92.2% of any bacteria is kept. You could keep all that bacteria, all that virus away. 92.2%. That's a lot, you know, out of your nose, out of your mouth. And many studies show how effective this nano silver technology is with face coverings. And again, I was with the girls. I said, let's try these girls. Let's try them. We talked. No problem. I could breathe. I wasn't sucking wind like when I was at the supermarket the other day with the other mask. I couldn't even breathe. I got dizzy. I go, oh, man, I almost went down. Not with Boomer Naturals face covers that can be used up to 30 days. Just hand wash with soap and water at the end of each day of use. You're going to love them, and it's only 30 cents a day. By the way, if you order boomernaturals.com right now, use the code JOE20 at checkout, you save 20%. You get free shipping and handling when you spend more than $50. You're going to love Boomer Naturals. boomernaturals.com, code JOE20, save 20%. Okay, that's boomernaturals.com.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
The best of the best. In Pavarotti and in Napolitano, they go hand in hand. I'm just saying. What am I?
Did you really almost collapse from gagging with that mask on your face?
Judge, you would have been laughing for the rest of your life if you saw me. I'm at the supermarket with the mask, with the gloves, with the goggles. Judge, Andrew, with the goggles. And I'm going, and that by the
Why
end
are
of the check,
wearing
I'm going,
goggles?
Because I'm a germaphobe. I worry about everything. You know, I really do. I worry about everything. So I'm checking out and I'm going, wow, I feel kind of dizzy. I'm putting the eggs on the conveyor thing. I'm going to drop on the floor there for crying out loud. You know, so I got these great masks, by the way. You could breathe easy with them. So, oh, this whole thing's getting out of hand, Judge. I don't know what to do about it. It's getting crazy. And I know you feel the same thing, you know. Hey, you have this great new column, by the way, with Judge Andrew Napolitano, by the way. Former New Jersey Superior Court Judge, Fox News Senior Judicial Analyst, and longtime elementary school pal from Brookdale School in Bloomfield, New Jersey. And by the way,
that's a mouthful, Joey.
You know what I'm saying? And I posted a great picture of you and I when you were honored at the Media Research Center with our buddy Brent Bozell. And there's a great picture I put online. You will see of you and I back in the day at that glorious. Do you remember the name? It was like the event. Where the event was held?
I think it was an old post office. It was a magnificent building in Washington D.C. with like a 60-foot ceiling.
Yeah, you got to check out the picture. I'll post it again. It was just a beautiful. And you were great, of course, up there. Hey, but Judge, back to business. You have a great column which people can read on FoxNews.com, and it's called "A Nation of Sheep." When did Americans become sheep, and why, Judge Napolitano?
Because we have been transformed in 6 or 7 weeks from a free state to a police state. A free state is one where the laws are written to uphold freedom, and a police state is one where the laws are written to make the government's job easier and not to uphold freedom. The laws haven't changed, but their application has changed. Governors have decided that they can write their own laws and use the police to enforce them. There's no law that says you can't go outside. There's no law that says you have to wear a mask. There's no law that says you can't go to a beach. We just have a dictatorial governor who's accepting constantly changing medical advice. There's as many physicians saying you're getting sick by staying home as saying you're staying healthy by staying home.
Yeah.
So the governor chooses who to listen to and writes his own laws. That's not our system. In our system, the legislature writes the laws consistent with what they think the people want.
And so, and this guy, this kid, that we're watching Pete Hegseth, you know, our buddy over there at Fox and Friends, and he's down at Belmore, New Jersey, and this gym owner opened up. He's going right up against, I wish, you know what, Judge, I wish I had the courage to do that, but he's doing it. Now,
what happened to the gym owner? Did the state police show up?
Well, the cops are there. The police are there. Now, you feel bad for law enforcement because they don't want to do anything. You know they don't want to do anything. Is the governor going to close down this guy's gym? And does the governor have a right to do that, Judge?
The governor does not have a right to do that. I'll give you a worse example. Yeah. Italian-American, 78-year-old, Vietnam War veteran, barber in Detroit, Michigan. Stood in front of his shop and blasted the governor for closing him down. She took away his license to barber.
You know, I saw you talk about that with Tucker. Unbelievable.
I mean, that's like in the old Soviet Union. That just can't happen here. She's punishing free speech, the highest form of protected speech, political speech, which criticizes the government. So this can't just keep going on. There's going to be repercussions to this. I hope they're lawful repercussions or political repercussions, but the people just won't accept this.
You know, it's so weird. That poor guy and the salon owner in Texas, the judge that put her in jail? Judge, what's going on in the country, man?
Yeah. She's now a national hero, and she's turning away customers. They're lining up outside. Yeah. Ted Cruz, Senator Cruz got online to have his haircut, his beard trimmed there.
Yeah, it was great. That was great. But to be clear, Judge, when Governor Murphy or Governor Cuomo declare a state of emergency, that does not give them any additional powers to circumvent some of these restrictions, correct?
It doesn't give them any power to circumvent the Constitution. They claim that the legislature gave them carte blanche to write their own rules during an emergency. That simply means that it must be done consistent with the Constitution. So when Tucker Carlson said to Governor Murphy of New Jersey, where did you get the power to nullify the Bill of Rights? He goes, I didn't think about the Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights is above my pay grade. I guess he forgot the oath he took to uphold the Bill of Rights.
Yeah, it's true. And then you were pretty outraged with Governor Murphy ignoring the Bill of Rights, as you said on TV and as you're saying this morning.
Well, listen, I praise the barber. I praise the gym owner. I praise these people that stormed the Capitol in Lansing, Michigan, because when people act like sheep, the government will treat them like sheep. Does the government work for us, or do we work for the government? That's the question.
Yeah,
you know,
so
formally, the government works for us, but functionally, it has us working for it.
So, and Governor Tom Wolf in Pennsylvania is even worse, you said?
So when Governor Tom Wolf learned the three county sheriffs in Pennsylvania would not enforce his lockdown rules, he decided to withhold state and federal aid to everybody in that county and to close the liquor stores. Well, now, wait a minute. You're going to punish everybody that lives there because of the courageous resistance of a few?
Oh,
I mean, this is like Germany in the 1930s. Punish the whole town because a half dozen people resisted.
Judge Andrew Napolitano with Joe Piscopo. Judge, I got to ask you this. I've been dying to ask you about the General Flynn thing. What's right? What's wrong? Unmasking. Is it okay to unmask? If they unmask, is the crime indeed that the Obama administration, when they had masked General Flynn, was the crime that they were eavesdropping on General Flynn, or that indeed it got leaked to the Washington Post and the New York Times? What's illegal, and was any crime indeed committed, Judge Napolitano?
Well, General Flynn's conversation with Ambassador Kislyak was perfectly lawful. He did mislead the FBI about it, but I don't think the FBI had any business asking him about it because they already had a transcript of it. So what were they going to learn about the conversation beyond the transcript that they had? They went there in order to trap him. But the greatest crime here is one of espionage. Someone who did the unmasking took classified material and gave it to the Washington Post. Now, I'm in favor of the Washington Post publishing that stuff, but it is a crime for the person who lawfully had it, the unmasker, to give it to someone who didn't have the legal authority to have it, the Washington Post reporter. This is what happens when the American government spies on Americans. It's used for political reasons. Unmasking the unmaskers was a violation of the law. That was done for political reasons. Exposing General Flynn was done for political reasons. Both sides do this. When the NSA just captures too much information about us and then it is subject and beholden to politicians who can release that information for political reasons, the whole system is harmed and innocent people are harmed and spying becomes weaponized for politics. It's wrong, and the Fourth Amendment was written to prohibit it. You want to spy on somebody, get a search warrant.
Yeah, and Roger Stone, you know, a mutual friend of both of us, Roger Stone, what's going to happen with him? I mean, this is scary to watch, Judge. You know what I'm saying? What's going to happen? I mean, President Trump could just pardon him. But really, I mean, what's going to happen with Roger? Is he going to have to do some jail time?
Well, Stone has been sentenced to 4 years in federal prison. He received a very, very, very unfair trial in which the judge had an animus against him from the beginning, and the foreperson of the juror had a very herself a lawyer, had a very serious animus against him. I don't know if he lied to Congress or not, but I know he didn't get a fair trial, and I know he's entitled to a new one. I don't know what's going to happen there. Look, the president could stop all this nonsense if he pardoned both of them, but that would bring tremendous heat down on the president, and he may want the system to play out first before he gets involved.
Yeah, great observation. The great Judge Andrew Napolitano, my buddy from Brookdale Elementary School in Bloomfield, New Jersey, baby. Hey,
God,
Judge,
love you, Joey. All the best. Until the next time.
I love you, too. It was the National Building Museum. That's where we were, Judge. That was beautiful down there.
Yeah, must have looked that up. Yeah,
yeah. I did. I Googled it real quick, Judge. You know your boy right here. Thank you, Judge. We love you, man, and thanks so much.
Love you, too, Joey.
Keep the fight, Judge. Keep the fight, brother. Thank you so much, Judge Andrew Napolitano. Yeah, it's so weird what's happening. Our civil liberties are gone. Our Bill of Rights are gone. And what do we got? Are you afraid to do anything? I'm dying to see what's going to happen with this with the gym owner. You can't go after this guy. He's got all the right in the world to reopen that gym. 877-970-2999 with Piscopo in the morning. Big Al standing by with the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
57 degrees at 836. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Senator Chuck Schumer is furious about the flood of questionable coronavirus cures on the marketplace. He told the Post that fake scammers behind everything from music therapy, high-dose vitamin C injections, and Chinese herbal remedies to electromagnetic shields are now infecting the market and need to be punished for taking advantage of vulnerable people during a desperate time. The senator is urging the government to apprehend the scammers, adding all the FTC has done is send letters, which he equates to little more than a slap on the wrist. Manhattan residents are leaving the city in droves amid the coronavirus pandemic. In April, new leases for apartments in Manhattan plunged by 71%, according to a report from Douglas Elliman and Miller Samuel. Despite the vacancy rate hitting its highest level in 14 years, the report shows a record high in rental prices per square foot. However, that doesn't reflect recent rent reductions and concessions made by landlords due to COVID-19. As families are fleeing for the suburbs, more and more landlords are reducing security deposits and adding perks to entice renters. In sports, Major League Baseball still has work to do in order to start the season in early July. ESPN reports their health and safety manual calls for 10,000 COVID-19 tests per week, as well as overhauling stadiums and in-game settings for social distancing. Major League Baseball hopes to hold a second spring training sometime next month. Stuck in traffic? Susie Cerone's got the answer.
Cloudy skies, and it's 57 now in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Alternate side of the street, parking rules are back in effect. It's an accident in Queens on the Van Wyck North and at Hillside Avenue. Left lane out on the Van Wyck North, and you're backed up from Atlantic Avenue. A stall is on the Bronx River Parkway northbound at Gun Hill Road. Right lane out on the northbound Bronx River Parkway. There's road work on the BQE northbound by Fort Hamilton Parkway. That has one lane out. 5 minutes at the George Lincoln in Holland. An accident on the Garden State Parkway south and at exit 150 in Bloomfield, and you're good to go on the thruway north and south and as you travel between Westchester and Rockland. Checking your forecast today, partly sunny with a high of 70 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy and windy, 54 in the city. Tuesday morning, well, on Tuesday, partly sunny and windy. Tuesday's high, 67 degrees, and for Wednesday, partly sunny and 65. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerone on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
State Farm is announcing the Good Neighbor Relief Program.
We're returning $2 billion to our auto policyholders through May 31st.
Because now, more than ever, being a good neighbor means everything. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Balance of Nature. You've got to build up your immune system. I worry about you. I'm Uncle Joe. I'm your pal Joey. I'm on the radio. I'm just saying. I worry about you, you know? And when I find out something that works, I can't wait to tell you about it. I really, and Frankie Five Boroughs, credit to Frank, he told me about Balance of Nature. I've been hearing about it. And I said, what's Balance of Nature? And I tried a couple years ago. I've been on it ever since. It's been great for me. And I'm telling, this is not a clinical study or a clinical claim. I'm telling you what works for me and Alan, Frank, and Debbie in the morning team. Balance of Nature. 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. And a daily dose of Balance of Nature. And what's great about it, when I tell you it's 100% whole food, plants, fruits, and vegetables, it's not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics, fillers, and upset your stomach and have that funky kind of odor to them. You don't want that. Balance of Nature is in a vegetarian capsule, as natural as it gets. Antioxidants to fight the free radicals in your body. And then this from the Howards. You get free shipping and 35% off any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. Love Balance of Nature. You got to at least, you owe it to yourself to try it. You owe it to your family to try it to keep yourself healthy. 800-246-8751. Start your journey to a stronger immune system and overall better health, please. 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com. Please use the discount code, The Answer.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During the challenging times we're all experiencing, our top priority is the health and safety of the communities we serve. And while it's true that things are changing rapidly every day, one thing that'll never change is our commitment to giving you the best mortgage experience. At Rocket Mortgage, our guiding philosophy of every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, exists for times like right now. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. If you currently work with us and need assistance with your mortgage, contact us 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. As we all think about ways to save money, let me remind you that mortgage rates are near historic lows. If you think right now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Do you want to get rid of your expensive landline, save money, but keep your important home telephone number? Then OurOldNumber.com has the perfect solution. OurOldNumber.com allows you to keep your home phone number and cancel that expensive landline connection. With OurOldNumber.com, calls from family and friends to your home phone number are answered by a personal greeting from you. The caller selects which family member they want to reach, and the call is immediately forwarded to that family member's cell phone. Your important home phone number is still your number. It's still in directory assistance, and no matter where you happen to be, you'll never miss a call. There's no equipment to buy, there's nothing to install, there are no long-term contracts, and it's only $9.99 per month. Best of all, OurOldNumber.com eliminates those annoying sales calls. Now, your home telephone number can be as mobile as you and your family are with OurOldNumber.com. Visit OurOldNumber.com to learn more and get started today. OurOldNumber.com.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com. If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. It's 842-877-970-2990. And don't forget, at 9 o'clock, back by popular demand,
Dr. Alan Kadish will join us. And any questions that you have, I don't like you to be upset. I don't like you to have anxiety. I don't want you to feel quarantined, you know. But any questions you have, Dr. Kadish will answer them for you, okay? And right now we got Vito Fisella with us. Vito is a former Republican congressman from the great city of New York. Hey, Vito, welcome back to the show, man. How you making it through this pandemic, my brother?
We're all doing great, Joe, and I hope you're doing well as well. So we're all doing fine.
So by the grace of God, because we lost so many people, but yeah. it's time to reopen, though, Vito. I mean, we were talking to Judge Napolitano about that. I don't know that these governors have the right to be as strict as they're being, yes?
Yeah, without question. I think people, in a free society, exercising free will, people need to get on with their lives. You know, the initial goal was to sort of flatten the curve. I think by far we've done that. And if the government officials want to keep moving the goalposts, so to speak, let them do it. But the ordinary, hardworking people who've invested their life savings in many cases into their businesses, their employees, you know, they have a right to earn a living. They have a right to live. They have a right to be free, obviously subject to all these, you know, health and hygiene mandates that have come down, social distancing, what have you. But this is a country that's rooted in freedom and liberty. And I think by now people are starting to realize that freedom and liberty has been chipped away and in many cases destroyed. So let's get on with it. Let's be kind and aware of our neighbors and our friends and our family. But let's get back to work. I know too many people who are dipping into their life savings to support themselves and their family.
That's
right. So let's move on.
Exactly, Vito. It's so true. And Judge Knapp was talking about the barber in Michigan, and Governor Whitman, he was a barber, man. He was like an Italian barber, like 80 something years old. And he said, look, I got to go to work. He goes to work. The Governor Whitmer, this lady, she took took away his license. Takes away the guy's license. What kind of goal is that?
And that's when, you know, we always say, Joe, you know, elections have consequences. When you put people in office, very rarely do we think about the full exercise or power that individual has in that office. Yeah. But we're starting to see it right in front of us. And, in other states, if you remember, some governors who took a more cautious approach of shutting down the entire economy were criticized. And yet in those states, the fatalities and deaths and illnesses are rather low, comparatively speaking, to the worst in the world around here. It's almost like the 62 Mets telling everybody how to play baseball. And I just think that, you know, we need to get back to common sense, this Orwellian way of who's essential, who's not essential. You know, if a woman is earning a living to feed her kids, she's essential to her family. If a man is earning a living to pay his rent and mortgage and to save for himself and his future, he's essential. Yeah. So who's deciding who's essential and who's not?
I know, Vito, I'm running into trouble because I hesitate to accuse a Governor Cuomo of doing the wrong things, of putting the COVID patients in the nursing homes. I mean, because we're kind of all learning as we go along here, including the president and Governor Murphy. I hesitate to criticize him, but boy, oh boy. And you know, the two guys that get the most criticism are Governor Cuomo and Tony Fauci. My Italian friends are saying, you can't criticize them because they're Italian. Leave them alone. I'm saying, but really, is it okay to criticize? I hate to do it. We should all, and the way the Democrats are going after President Trump now. Not now during this crisis, huh?
I think there's not enough of that commonality of working together, and that ship sailed about 15, almost 20 years ago, it seems, in this country. But I do think we reserve the right to be critical, especially when you're going after our livelihood. You know, if somebody wants to debate a tax rate, if somebody wants to debate a speeding limit, okay, but when you start destroying individuals' lives and say, you know, you see these commercials now, stay home. Who are you to tell me to stay home? Folks are telling me to stay home for what? You know, I think I can go about my life in the best sort of way. Yeah. And I've never been, although there's tremendous opportunities day in and day out, I always took the position not to be a Monday morning quarterback. I always took the position of if you can solve or help to solve the problem, get in and offer solutions, because that's what the people deserve. So granted, there's going to be a lot of criticisms, investigations, et cetera, to what went right and what went wrong. You know, but there's got to be a single standard. You know, you see, you bring up President Trump. I mean, not a day goes by since the guy was elected that they're not investigating him, trying to destroy him, trying to bring him down. Yep. And yet the other side doesn't want to play by the same playbook. And they think they're absolved by that. And I just don't agree with that.
Vito Fasella, before we let you go, sir, talk to us about this $3 trillion stimulus bill that your former colleagues in the House just passed. Do you see this going anywhere?
No. That's the short answer. I think that there's clearly an effort and a desire to help folks across the country who've been destroyed by this COVID-19. I don't mean just in the health way, which is serious, but their economic livelihood. And, you know, I've been there too often to know that when they see a Christmas tree that doesn't have enough stuff on it, they try to load it up. So this was a political statement more so than anything else. I think it's dead on arrival in the Senate. And you have President Trump, who's stated since day one he wants to do anything he can to help the states. But the package that the House passed is dead.
Yeah. All right. And Vito, any prediction on who wins the Maliatakis Max Rose race, sir?
Well, I think if you're a believer in smaller government and limited government, and the government works for the people and not the other way around, I think Nicole should win. But who knows? This is a talk about uncertain times. 2020 is the most uncertain year that I think of my lifetime, as much as I can remember. But I've always believed that, you know, elections are about a good candidate with a great ground game, with a great message and a great team, in the right sort of set of circumstances. So I'm not good at predicting things like that, but who knows? I mean, listen, it's like a game day. You can predict who's going to win the football game on Sunday, but you won't know until after the game is over.
Yeah, well said. Vito, great chat this morning. Appreciate it, my friend. I'll see you on Staten Island soon. Vito Fasella right there.
You got it, Joe. Take care of yourself.
Okay, take care of yourself as well, Vito. God bless you and your family there. Hey, Joe on the radio. It's 10 minutes before 9 o'clock. Don't forget, Dr. Alan Kadish with all of your questions. He will answer. Dr. Alan's a great guy from Touro College. And Chris Lingle is a retired United States Army combat veteran, CEO of Help Me PTSD. And we're going to talk about mental health and wellness during this crisis with the Colonel. And your phone call's always at 877-970-2999. Here's Susie Cerrone. She's in for Debbie Duhaime, doing a great job as always on AM 970 The Answer.
Hey there, Joe. Thanks so much. And the big story, alternate side folks back in effect. So definitely watch out for that. Better news in the Bronx, though, is stall on the Bronx River Parkway northbound near Gun Hill Road. That has been cleared. And the accident on the Van Wyck northbound at Main Street, they moved that off onto their shoulders. So some better news there. 5 minutes at the George Lincoln in Holland. An accident in Bloomfield on the Parkway south, but at exit 150 is gone. That nightmare road work we had all last week on the Parkway northbound and southbound by 145, that is gone. So at least you don't have to worry about that. There's some road work set up on the throughway southbound between 14B and 14A. That takes out a lane till about 4 this afternoon. And delays in Connecticut, road work with single laning on the Merritt southbound, 44 to 42. Just the right lane gets by. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Eric Metaxas believes if we don't exercise our rights, we lose them.
As you know, if you listen to this program regularly, I keep saying that we, the people, we have to understand our rights. We have to understand what free speech is. We have to understand what a religious liberty is, because if we don't, these things will just subtly go away. Slowly, they evaporate. We have to keep the republic. We really have to take an active role in this.
The Eric Metaxas Show, weeknights at 11 on AM 970. The Answer. In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Katzimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
There's a lot to learn and understand when getting ready to buy a home. Having a right lending team in place who can help is important. The lending experts at Citizens Bank can answer your questions about home borrowing or how to get started with a mortgage pre-approval. Call Citizens Bank at 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question about elder law or estate law? Ask the lawyer host Mike Connors of Connors and Sullivan answers listeners' questions every Thursday on my show, Kevin McCullough Radio. Just send your email and question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call 718-238-6500. And then don't miss Mike's show, Ask the Lawyer, Saturday mornings at 8 on AM 570 The Mission and FM 102.3 or AM 970 The Answer, Saturday nights at 6 or Sunday morning at 11 on AM 970 The Answer.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM 970, The Answer.
Piscopo in the morning. Look at this. Oh, my goodness gracious. May 18th, it's Monday, AM 970, The Answer, with Joe and Frank and Alan Debbie on the radio, baby. Joe Piscopo on the radio, Bruce right there. And again, man, I'll tell you, I watched something because people were asking me, could you send stuff? And I'm having fun on social media going back and forth. And thanks for being there, by the way. I love being able to be in contact with you. You know, I wish I could do it more. And so somebody said, oh, do send Springsteen. So I looked up me doing Bruce Springsteen on YouTube, and there's a whole bunch of Joe Piscopo stuff on YouTube. And then I saw me at the Capitol Theater in Passaic, New Jersey in 1985, doing Bruce back then with the headband and the great band I had behind me, Anton Figg on drums, Ralph Schuckett ran the band, Arno Hecht on the horn, man, it was great, it was just spectacular. I could, and I'm watching myself work, and I'm whatever I was just a kid back then, right? And I'm seeing me breathing, sucking wind. I did one number. I did one Bruce Springsteen number. I was like, you can hear me huffing and puffing. I don't know how Bruce does 3.5 hours, and he's 70 years old, this guy. And when politics aside, you absolutely have to respect that, man, the stamina of the great Springsteen. Hey, it's 5 minutes before 9 o'clock, 8:55 with Joe on the radio. There's Joe. Talk about stamina. Hey, stamina. Joe, how you doing this morning, my friend?
Stamina. I got stamina to make him look sick. I do.
No, I'm telling you, man, I was a young man, and I was doing the Bruce Springsteen impression. Bruce does, he does 3.5 hours, and he doesn't get winded. And you too, by the way. But you do 200 miles on the bike. I'm doing 5. I'm sucking wind for crying out loud. I think it's genetics.
This year, but it's coming. It's coming. It's going to happen this summer.
No, but over the weekend, Joe, how many miles? Come on. How many miles?
I did 13. I did 13, that's it, on Friday, and then I did 70 on Saturday, and I did 40 yesterday.
And you know what's funny? You're 79 years old. People don't know that about you, Joe Lomax. So it's great.
Older than Bruce.
You're not, though. You're not, but you're still. No, you're 50-something, right? Did you hit 50 yet, Joey?
Yeah, but I used
look
to weigh
at you. Look at you. I swear to God, you're unbelievable. All right. We got to do the weather. Unfortunately, we can't
something.
Just chat.
That's what I tell everybody. Do something. Get out and breathe.
You're right.
Chair.
It clears your head. Exactly. It clears your head. You got to do it. Get out, do a walk or something. And I think of you every time I get on my mountain bike and I do my little miles. And I tell you what, it does. It clears your head. Joey, weather-wise, it's such a cuckoo day. How we doing today? No rain?
No rain today. It's a cool day. Ooh. Clouds will break for some sun. I think 69. Tomorrow we're about 65. Windy, cool with some sunshine. Some sun on Wednesday and cool 64. We stay cool Thursday and dry. Maybe a shower or two Friday and into the start of the weekend. But it gets a little warmer this weekend. I think we're 70s Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Hey, Memorial Day. We got a nice Memorial Day. Is it going to be warm or a little chilly?
So.
What do you
think? I think it's nice. Yeah. I think 70s, partly sunny. You know, maybe if we're lucky, we could get up to 80 degrees. But as long as it's dry, there's some sunshine, you know, and it's not cool like this, I think everybody's going to be happy.
And the allergy.
By the way, balance of nature allergy forecast today is moderate to high. A lot of grass pollen and tree pollen out there.
That's wild. Hey, Joe, you're the best, man. Keep up the work, man. You're an inspiration, my brother. Thank you so much. Joe Lumberg right there. I always feel like such a wuss. He does 20 miles. I'm going to go do 5 miles, get on my bike, put in my headphones, and try to do the best I can. But you know what, though? You got to do something. And you really should do something, especially if you're feeling claustrophobic. You just get out a little walk, get around, plant some flowers. All right? How's that? You buying any of this? I know you are. Dr. Alan Kadish has an answer to every one of your questions. So if you feel like you have anxiety, you're wondering about testing. Where do you go testing? Antibody testing. The nose swab. You know, whatever you're going to do, Dr. Kadish, president of Toro College and New York Medical College, has all the answers. Colonel Chris Lengel as well. Piscopo in the morning.